Kind of a mixed bag again today. This is Market Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Beck's Hybrids. Extraordinary genetics to help you maximize yield on every acre. I'm Dustin Huffman. A little bit of a reversal from what we saw yesterday. Well, now the corn and the wheat are trading higher and the soybeans are trading a little bit lower. We'll take a look at those numbers coming up here very shortly. World equity markets are fixed this morning as traders react to the news of the Trump administration appealed a trade court ruling that administration tariffs were illegal. An appeals court allowed the tariffs to stand pending a formal appeal. Additionally, traders are trying to sort out the impact of these legal issues and the effect it might have on the current trade negotiations between the U.S. and its partners. Yesterday's economic data provided a mixed picture, with the first revision of the first quarter GDP better than trade estimates, down only 0.2%, comparing to traders' expectations, which was almost 0.5%. On the other hand, pending home sales were down 6.3% compared to expectations that sales be down only 1%. This morning, the monthly PCE data will be released, which is the Federal Reserve's most accurate measuring tool for measuring the inflation of the economy. The Dow right now is down 6 points. European markets are higher. Asian markets are trading lower. On the livestock side of things, cattle futures recovered most of the losses since the fake news story of New World Screwworm earlier this week. Cash cattle traded higher, providing further support. Hog futures were mixed, with traders searching for direction. Higher cash and cutouts may provide support traders were looking for. Opening cattle calls are for them to be higher. Hogs look to be mixed. We'll look at the numbers next.
Beck's, the largest family-owned seed company and the third largest seed brand in the U.S., is proud to serve farmers across the great state of Iowa since 1937. Our family and family of employees have been committed to building a business rooted in hard work, faith, and innovation. That's why we continue to back a quality line of products with a quality way of treating customers. We love what we do, and we're passionate about helping farmers succeed. No matter the season or the challenges you face, Beck's will be by your side. To learn more, visit beckshybrids.com.
On the overnight, July corn up 1.5 at 448 and a half. December new crop up a quarter at 441 and a half. July beans down 1 3/4 at 1050 even. November new crop down 1 3/4 at 1035 and a half. Soybean meal up $1.10 at 297.50. Soy oil down 81 cents at 47.58. Chicago wheat up 1.5 at 535 and a half. Kansas wheat up 2 3/4 at 534 and a half. Minneapolis spring wheat up 7.5 at 623. And oats up 1 1/4 at 376 and 3/4. That's Market Matters.